Howdy, friend. Welcome to a homegrown Christmas. This morning I want to wish all of you homegrown listeners a very Merry Christmas, especially those of you who are out taking care of your livestock, ahead of worshiping at your church, or spending time with your family. As I'm rolling up the last span of electric fence on the first field of corn stalks, I have the satisfying feeling of knowing that I've given several hundred head of cattle exactly what they wanted for Christmas this morning. As a culture, we may have gotten away from easily understanding the many parallels in Scripture between the Lord's care for us and a shepherd's care for his flock, especially when the flock doesn't really care to be shepherded. This morning, I'd like to send out this poem to you men and women that understand the comparisons from first-hand experience. An alarm sounds inside my head, and I force myself from a warm, dry bed. And with a lantern to aid my sight, I stumble into the frigid night. The snow raises its voice to complain as if my footsteps cause it pain. I hope all is well, and I'll be back soon. My feet sound an introduction to a song that has no tune. Very few men get the chance to take the night check on a ranch. Horned owl spreads its wings in flight, casts shadows on the snow so bright. I say it's me, when he questions who, and still he asks me, who are you? Beneath star-filled sky and crescent moon, he sings a verse in the song that has no tune. The coyotes sing, without refrain, a haunting chorus of pleasure and pain. The damsels whistle, their suitors fight, and voices rise into the night, with neither bass nor treble clef. I praise my Lord that I'm not deaf. Beneath star-filled sky and crescent moon, they sing the chorus of the song that has no tune. A heifer seems alarmed by her offspring's birth. She jumps to her feet to prove her worth, tries to warm the calf with her hot breath. He must dry soon to ward off death, and now she dries it with her tongue and hums a song of encouragement to her young. And he's on his feet and nursing soon, furnishing rhythm for the song that has no tune. The cold night air, it stings my face. Cold tries to stop time in its place, and then I wonder if I know, is this now or 1,000 years ago? This song sung as it's been sung for centuries before. I listen as I walk once more, reappearing like the land of Brigadoon, this ancient song that has no tune. Some will say the life I talk of is past. I assure you, friends, I am not the last to herd the stock that graze God's earth. It was shepherds first told of his son's birth, and they were the first to tell the world on herdsmen his blessings are still unfurled. And if our Savior tarries, though I believe he's coming soon, stockmen 1,000 years from now will know the song that has no tune. Thanks for riding along on Homegrown, hoping that the Lord blesses you real good today, that he is raining on your place, and that our happy trails cross again soon. I'm R.P. Smith.